Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, as we launch here in hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We give them away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their website, so enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com as we go right into your phone calls. Let's talk to Dave in Illinois. Dave, you are on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing, Matt?
What's on your mind, Dave?
Well, I had something earlier, but I was going to talk about the police because I went outside for a smoke, and there's an ambulance, so I was in Chicago with the police, but that guy just calling and rapping about politics forever, you know, it's so boring.
I find politics pretty intolerable. Are you referring to Tom talking about people going and meeting their representatives?
The last caller, you know, like going to talk to representatives in Washington, D.C., waste your time.
Some people still believe in the system. Some people still believe that there is a value to talking to these people. I, for one, do not. But all that said, I understand why people are still living in that paradigm, and I understand why they want to believe that it makes a difference, and they want to tell themselves that they live in a place that's a free country. They want to, you know, to believe that they can have some sort of influence over these political these hacks. That they obviously are in it for themselves, as Julia suggested earlier.
Oh, well, I got a grandpa. He's like over 9,000 years old, you know, and he used to tell me politics ain't good for nobody except politicians. So I usually don't worry about that. So I guess I'll try to get back on this police subject. I got to just have my nerves going.
Well, jump all over it then, Dave. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I've had trouble with the police. I'm a young guy, you know. I've done some stupid stuff, so police come and get me. But I don't think it's really the young police they're hiring all the time nowadays that are the real problem. I think it's the middle-aged ones.
I would say that the most dangerous ones are the ex-military cops. They scare me.
Yeah. Oh, those are pretty scary guys, too.
Why would you say it's the middle-aged ones that are the big problem?
Well, they're stepping up on the psych profiles. They got all these people with unwanted self-importance running the show. I mean, they got, sergeants and whatnot. They're middle-aged right now. The old cops are retired. They're doing the day shift. Day shift cops don't deal with a lot. You know, they're good cops. Day shift cops I never had a problem with. But these ones running the late-night shifts, anybody working midnight hours is run by these middle-aged cops that can't even really pass a psych profile nowadays, and they're just crazy doing barrel rolls in their heads all over the place.
You're claiming that the middle-aged cops have been somehow grandfathered into a system that is now much more stringent. You're saying that it's more difficult for if they were to try to get into the policing profession today, you're saying it'd be more difficult for them?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I talked to a sergeant once who's just batched. That crazy, you know, and he's going on, he's listening to all his old 1970s rebel records, thinking he's all cool and whatnot, and he's running these crooked cops in the late night shift, half of them are drug dealers themselves, running around with their ex-buddies, you know, they got out of the military, so it's like they got their own personal gang. They got no rules except the rules they make, and it's a nut house.
Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, I can't deny the man's experience. Although I don't know about what he's suggesting that it's more difficult to get in these days. From what we've read, if you're former military, as Julia was talking about, it's pretty much a path paved in gold to get you into the government police system. If you are coming out of the military. And if you're coming out of the military, you're not middle aged. You're probably in their late 20s or something.
Mid late 20s. Sometimes as late as 40.
But they're essentially giving these guys preferential treatment. I don't even know if they have to take all the psych profiles. I mean, I'm not sure what the requirements are. It may differ by the police departments out there. And certainly, you know, we know that there are some law enforcement officers that are listening. If they'd like to call in with their experiences, I think that would be far more valuable to have somebody who is in law enforcement say, well, Dave's right on this, but wrong on this. And I think we've talked to some law enforcement officers in the past who have essentially said that the older cops, and they would, I think they would concur with Dave, saying that the older cops are definitely the better guys. You know, they're the guys that are more laid back. They've been on the squad for a long time, and they're just, they're not hotheads like the younger guys are. This is, normally we're told that the younger guys, the guys with the skin, you know, the shaved heads, real built up and buff and wearing the sunglasses are really kind of the hothead cops.
The kids who are fresh out of high school got beat up a lot and are, you know, back for revenge.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's,
these are all generalizations.
Sure, they are.
I'm telling you, I just don't understand the mentality you have to have as a young person to go to be a cop.
Well, I don't know. Some people want to help people. They want to go after the bad guys.
I'd say a lot of them probably, I mean, they're essentially bullies, right? So they were either bullies in school or they got bullied in school.
I would say that's a fair assessment. I don't know if you can, obviously, Mark, you know, this is generalities.
It's a sweeping generalization, right. And I'm not claiming that for all cops, but man, some of them are just jackasses.
Well, what's your experience been, Julia? I mean, would you concur with Dave saying the middle-aged cops are more corrupt than the younger cops?
I'd say I've been arrested by young cops, and I've been arrested by older cops, and I've been treated crappy by both, so I don't know.
Well, in this room, and likely the vast majority of callers, I've known more law enforcement officers and talked to them than having worked at the
corrections officers.
Yeah, well, they're law enforcement officers. The corrections officers, and many people use corrections as a stepping stone in order to get into law enforcement. You know, my experience is they came from all over, and I mean, certainly there were an aspect of all of these people, and military was probably more widely represented there, but I think that it's largely just because the United States military and militaries worldwide teach people not to work and how to hide from working. And that it's another job where you can do just that. I mean, if you go out and sit on post and watch the fence, good Lord. I mean, it's not working at all. I mean, every 15 minutes you write something down on a piece of paper. That's the work.
What does watching the fence mean?
You watch the fence.
That's what cops do when they sit and post out for look for speeders.
Being on post is being in a very small room and looking at the fence to make sure that no convicts are climbing over it.
Oh, you're talking about in a jail situation. Okay.
I always make jokes when I see them sitting there parked. I always make jokes about them masturbating. And you got to wonder, I mean, I'm sure that most of them are not doing that, but how many of them are doing that? They're really just sitting there by themselves, and who's watching them?
Nobody's monitoring them, and now they've got internet access in the car, so I don't know. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Bob in Minnesota. Bob, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, not a whole lot. I mean, I just jump on here, and I hear about masturbating cops, and I mean, that's crazy. But what I really wanted to call in and talk about today is, have you guys heard of third-hand smoke?
Yeah, yes. I saw an article about that recently. It made it into my show prep, but never made it on the air. Will you tell us a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I was reading the article on the New York Times, and it's titled, "A New Cigarette Hazard, Third-Hand Smoke," and pretty much saying that this is almost as bad as secondhand smoke because most of the chemicals that aren't in the smoke, I guess, I don't know, get trapped in clothes and carpet, and they cite not specific chemicals, but they say... where is it?
I don't know.
I can't find it right now, but I don't waste time. But, like, kids getting sick from crawling around on the carpet, and I was reading that they might turn to use this as an excuse to ban smoking in cars and in your house if you have kids.
Yeah, that figures. That figures. Well, they've already started banning it in cars if you have kids. They're already there in a number of places. I think New Jersey is one of them. And you certainly know when you walk into a smoker's household, when you're entering into a smoker's household, that stuff does get absorbed into the curtains, and it does get absorbed into the carpet and the sofas and anything else made out of fabric. But now they're saying that that's actually dangerous, that it's not just a lingering scent, that somehow that it's dangerous, toxic chemicals. I don't
believe it for a second.
It seems pretty outrageous.
Well, the science on it is going to be likely done by some government agency where somebody's incentivized to make it look more dangerous than it is, just like that old EPA study that says secondhand smoke is bad that was disproven and has been disproven, and it still lingers on and is still used as the excuse for the legislation that we have.
Thanks for the call, Bob. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
Learning how to differentiate between physical hunger and emotional head hunger is a skill you really need to develop. Both fill you with a strong desire to eat, but don't be fooled. Head hunger is much stronger than physical hunger. Discovering which is driving your desire means that you are in the driver's seat, not your stomach. And it's one of the best gifts you can give yourself. If you are physically hungry, only one thing will make the hunger disappear, and that's putting something in your stomach. If, however, you realize that you are not physically hungry, but still have the desire to eat, other activities may well satisfy your hunger without the unwanted side effects of excess fat and ill health. The next time you feel like you desperately want to eat, stop and evaluate if it's head hunger or physical hunger, and then determine what's really going on with you at the moment. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. And they include the live streams. We got a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. You call about anything, we go to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott the Bigot, back on the program. What's
Hello, Ian, Julia, Mark.
What sort of hate are you going to spew tonight, Scott? Go right ahead.
Well, I want to talk about we're in a depression, and it's just getting worse and worse every day. And I have evidence of these Jewish, international Jewish bankers, if you will, that have caused our depression. Instead of just taking a generalization, you have Alan Schwartz. Bear Stearns had to be bailed out for billions of dollars, which the government had to bail out. Richard Fuld destroyed Lehman Brothers, and in my opinion, started the Depression. Henry Greenberg, AIG, had to be bailed out for $75 billion. Robert Rubin, the ex-Treasury Secretary, head of Citigroup.
I understand that you can find some Jewish guys that are in banking, and you know, you can find Jewish guys in show business, and you can find different, you can find some black guys in the NBA. I mean, you can certainly make generalizations about
certain
careers. But what about J.P. Morgan, who brought on the Federal Reserve that made all this happen in the first place? Wasn't
the Federal Reserve
Morgan not
the
Jewish?
The Federal Reserve was created by the Warburg family. It was created by the Warburg family.
J.P. Morgan was it's certainly involved there.
There were a number of people that met on Jekyll Island to discuss the creation of the Federal Reserve.
I do concur with you that there are Jewish people in banking. But you know, somebody called me today, and it was off air certainly, and they asked some questions. They made some speculations, Scott, and the speculation was sort of brought up while you were on the air. But they had some questions that I should ask you, and they speculate from your accent that you are from Brooklyn. Does that sound right?
I'm from Massachusetts, sir. I'm not from Brooklyn.
No, I don't mean where you are. I mean where you're from.
I never came from Brooklyn.
No? They speculated, because they're a Jew from Brooklyn, that you are a Jew from Brooklyn.
No, that's absolutely wrong.
Okay.
So is this like a self-hating Jew?
Well, I think
not at all.
The speculation on this side was that he's actually a plant from what is that, Anti-Defamation League, order to get us to slip up? Because everybody knows that libertarians are bigots and anti-Semites, right? No. I mean, that's the first brush that is painted with libertarians, and we're libertarians on this show, so therefore, you know, the idea is to get us to trip up and somehow say that we hate black people and Jews when in fact we don't. But now the question, it did seem, he pointed out some inconsistencies, Scott, and I want to ask you about these inconsistencies.
Yes.
Because otherwise I'd just try to trap you and then bring out what he said. But I'm letting you know ahead of time what was said.
You're just a tool of the great Jewish conspiracy.
That's right. Wherever they are, I want my check, man. I just want a check. Oh. So, Scott, The questions here were that first, when you called, you'd said that basically Christian white males or something like that were the great guys and they were going to save all of us, and it was these Jewish people that were, coming after us. And then you sort of switched it up to say, well, you know, I'm not so sure about this Christian thing. Like, I haven't gone to my church in a long time. And so, like, what is it sort of Western, when you say that white people are great, is it the Western people, or do you mean that they have to be Christian in origin?
Let me explain to you. The backbone of America, I'm glad you mentioned that point. The Northeast in the United States is the most un-American of America. When I think of the real America, I think of places like Nebraska, Iowa, Indiana, the real America. The America of Henry Ford, the America of Mark
America
Twain.
The America that voted for John McCain.
That's right. That's right. That voted not for this black half-breed, Obama. The people of Massachusetts.
I'd like to point out that they voted against Ron Paul, that those people in that area, in the real America, didn't want a guy who spoke out against the Federal Reserve. They're not educated enough in order to bring a guy that would have actually saved the nation.
No, they're not. I'm glad. Americans, by and large, are very ignorant, very stupid. It's amazing that we're the number one nation in the world. I'm going to say something that's going to shock you. I agree with all of
you're long past that point.
I agree with all the tenets of the Klan, the American Nazi Party, but the Klan is uneducated in any regard.
Is this Michael Savage? I have to say that Johnson sent me a message suggesting that you are actually Michael Savage, and you should be doing your own show right now, but you've been calling Free Talk Live for the last week. Is this Michael Savage?
No, I'm not Michael Savage. I
get off my phone.
Because I think his name's Wiener. His last name's Wiener anyway.
I just can't take it anymore. 800-259.
Michael Savage or that guy?
Michael Savage's last name is Wiener.
Really?
Yep. 800-259-9231. I can't handle
the speculation here from Peter, who talked to me today, was that, in fact, that there's this... You remember the evil Free Talk Live that were a bunch of bigots?
Yes.
That somehow Free Talk Live ended up on a list from the Anti-Defamation League, and they were, you know, they sent Scott out, who is a some kind of plant or dupe, in order to get us to stumble over ourselves and say that we were in fact bigots. And, you know, as all they need is a sound bite, right?
Mm.
All they need is you saying blah, 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 blah. And then they don't need anything else. And I often will do character voices and stuff like that. There's a quote on the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com where you can see where it says, "I don't like black people." Now I can't imagine how that was said or when it was said.
It was probably
done as a character or facetiously or something like that. My best friend's black, so. The idea that I would say that is silly, but all they need is a sound bite in order to make it happen. And I don't modify the wiki pages at wiki.freetalklive.com. Other people do that. It doesn't seem right to me to go modifying my own
It's against the rules.
I don't know if I want to be considered an American if being a real American means that
being
I
like
hate...
him?
Yeah. Okay, you sold me. I'm glad I live in the Northeast and I'm the most anti-real American there is out there.
That's what I was thinking when he said that. I'm glad I'm here and not. Well, actually, wait, he's in Massachusetts, so why didn't he move out of? He'll call tomorrow. We'll just ask him that then. Why don't you move out of the Northeast, Scott? Call now when he calls tomorrow because he's apparently our newest chronic caller, even more so than Paula. 800-259-9231. Now, if you're frustrated by the fact that Scott calls every flipping night of this show, well, maybe you should pick up your phones and call in, bring up what you want. We go to Chuck in California. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Good. I was listening to you guys about law enforcement. Now, a lot of people don't realize that the average cop, I'm not trying to bag on them, have actually average IQs, and if they have above average IQ, they cannot become law enforcement because they won't follow orders.
That's some departments. Some departments require college degrees, which to me means a higher IQ.
I don't agree with that statement at all.
I think that it's an average.
Well, I'm not saying they're stupid in general, but people that have intelligence equivalents that are average are more likely to follow orders without questioning them.
True. You're absolutely right. That is one of the reasons why that policy exists, because if you have smart cops, they're likely to think independently and think for themselves more so than the average person. And so those departments, I believe New London, Connecticut is one of them that has the restrictive policies, do result in some really dumb-dumbs on the force.
You're absolutely right about that. It's unfortunate that we're being policed by these. Another thing is most people, when they have a problem with an officer, they'll say go to internal affairs. Well, most people
I'll bring you back. You can finish that point here in a moment. More with Chuck. Your calls as well about what you want. 800-259-9231 is SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day, right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. All completely free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI.
We continue with Chuck in California. Chuck, you were making a point about the cops. I wanted to make sure I had enough time, so go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up a little thing about internal affairs. If you checked into how it works, it's kind of pathetic on the police policing themselves. But another thing I wanted to bring up, I had a little incident out here on May 4th of 07. It's a YouTube blog, and the YouTube blog is Please Help Me ACLU. If you get a chance to watch that video, the only thing that I misquoted in there, I wasn't allowed a special witness by the courts. But if you listen to that blog, you'll be quite surprised how corrupt our system is.
Please Help Me ACLU. Do you want to give us an executive summary of what's going on over there?
Well, it's about getting a tax bill for $4.7 million.
You did?
Oh, yes. I kid you not. Also, the police department seized my vehicle, gave it to the FBI, and I wasn't even arrested by the FBI. Luckily, I did get my car back from the FBI, and I caused so much stink they dropped the $4.7 million tax bill.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like you were targeted?
Well, actually, I delivered an air conditioner to a co-op. It was grew for a dispensary in North Hollywood, and the arresting officer said that our permits, their permits, and my permit for my medical problems that I do have were fake. Went to court. One of the detectives during the preliminary was told to stop lying twice by the judge. And the judge says if it goes to trial, you get no special witnesses by the court, nor would he explain the law to the jury. So right now I'm in, you know, I have an appeals coming up. It should be an argument this month. So it's a pretty nasty situation. It's just very corrupt system on how things work out here in California.
Well, I can tell you the corruption is everywhere. There are corrupt courts all over this country. It seems to be the nature of the system.
Anytime you don't have accountability, then that's what you get is corruption. The accountability is minimal in the area of government.
Well, and to go back to your point about IA, which you just barely even touched on, the Internal Affairs Department at the local police department, wherever you live, they purport to be these sort of heroes that investigate the cops, you know, cops investigating cops, and I think that's a fine idea and all, but what do you do when the Internal Affairs Department is corrupt?
Well, try to get a hold of the Internal Affairs Department. What they'll end up telling you is you got to go to the police station, and what they'll do is they'll investigate their own cops at the same police station. So that's
right.
Not really internal affairs.
In most places, IA, you know, their desk is across the, you know, room from some other cop, from the rest of the cops. They're right there in the police station. It's not like the IA has its own station where they go and they do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they're friends with the police officers. So
yeah,
that makes it tough.
You're right. The courts are there to protect the law enforcement regardless if they do right or wrong. They just prolong the agony, you know, if you get arrested and they realize, the law enforcement realize they made a mistake. And, they, you know, it's just not in your favor if you don't have money to protect yourself. With
pretty much. That's pretty much the case. Chuck, thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah,
appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. Steve in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Steve.
Hello, Steve. You're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just calling in regards to Dave. I agreed with a lot of the things he said, and his grandpa was over 9,000 years old, and penis.
Thanks for the call. Looks like the crankers are out tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue, and we'll go to the AMP line and talk to Scott in Canada. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to comment about that fellow I called earlier, Scott, that has these world Jews, you know, conspiring against him.
Yes, the Scott the Bigot from Massachusetts,
yeah,
who's been
the real American.
Every single day.
Yeah, he's a real American because he's racist. I think it's great that, I know you've got some feedback from other people. I think it's great that you let the guy on because showing nut jobs for what they are as nut jobs helps people like see them, like understand that they're a nut job. Does that make sense?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's no and it also shows the ridicule that you're going to get if you are that kind of nut job. Look, this is what other people think about you.
And there's no reasoning with this guy. There is no logical process
there
we can go through.
Never is with people like him.
Well, it's worth
it'll
a try
be hard
to see.
For a person like that to change anything. I mean, we have this policy in Canada about hate speech that it's prohibited. You can get in legal trouble if you,
right,
you know, hurt people's feelings. Basically.
Right. Yep.
And you know, I think that this is a good example of why something like that is crap. Because we need these people that have these ridiculous ideas that hate a certain group. We need to show them for who they are. Let them get their ridiculous message out. It hurts them more to hide it, I think, because then it shows it. To me, the ridiculous thing it is when it's out in the open.
I think you're right about that. That's why, the board operator actually asked if we should stop taking calls from him, and that's just not how Free Talk Live works. We will take calls from anybody every night of the week. The one rule is one call per night. So if he calls back in an hour, he's not getting on. But if he calls tomorrow night, we'll take him again. I mean, we're not going to keep him on for another hour like we did. We had him, like, on three segments earlier this week.
Yeah, that's how Free Talk Live works, you know, when you get somebody interesting like that. And he was interesting to have on at first.
And now we know he's a true bigot. And
we suck the juice out of those kind of callers, and then we toss them away. And that's how that's done. And then when he calls back, he's not going to get, he's not going to get the special guest host position like he had there for three segments. And that's
so
how,
if he calls back, we've got to remember to ask him, or rather when he calls back, we've got to remember to ask him why he hasn't left the Northeast if it's so awful. And I want to come back to the homosexual comment he made earlier.
I wanted to ask
week.
Him some questions about his actual religion, because he seems very iffy on what it was. But, he keeps on chiming in order to you know, trip him up, so he didn't get a chance to answer that question.
It comes back to the evidence. I sometimes tease. I have two Jewish friends that I work with. I sometimes tease them, you know, like, did you get your check this week? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's no, if he had any actual evidence, you know, if there's real things to stand on, and we know that there isn't, but I don't know how to get through to a guy like that. So,
well, evidence,
know, if he comes on and, you know, eventually.
Evidence to this guy is, you know, it's going to be anecdotal. I mean, he did list off a bunch of names of what sounded like Jewish names of banker type people in charge of some of the banks, but that doesn't really constitute evidence. So, I mean, the Free Talk Live, you know, a radio show isn't really the place to really go through it with this fella. He's just got to see that. In fact, the problem is government, not some race.
Agreed.
Thank you, Scott, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there's another story out of, this time it's Pennsylvania. Greensburg is the place this time where the government is victimizing more teenagers. The story is that three teenage girls who allegedly sent nude or semi-nude cell phone pictures of themselves and three male classmates at a Greensburg high school who received them have been charged with child pornography.
Didn't we see this coming? Was this particular one already? We talked about this, or
this is breaking. This is as of 2 days ago. So it sounds very similar to stories that we've heard in the last year or so, because this is happening more and more often. And the reason why is the last time we talked about it is there's this new fangled, I guess, thing with that the young kids are doing called sexting, where they'll take. You know, because the text messaging is very popular among young people today, and apparently taking pictures of one another and sending them is also very popular, and apparently even more so taking pictures of people in their underwear or completely naked or half naked is also very popular among young people. So that's what's going on, and apparently it's going on enough to the point where occasionally, you know, once a month, maybe more often, maybe we just don't hear about it as often as it happens, but occasionally teenagers are charged with child pornography for taking pictures of themselves and sharing those pictures that they consented to have taken with the people they consented to share them with. There's more detail on this story coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as we possibly can, bringing this program to as many stations and as many internet listeners as possible. AMP helps us do that, and you get perks too, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are waiting for you over at amp.freetalklive.com. So we get back here to the story out of Greensburg, Pennsylvania, where three teenage girls who have sent nude or semi-nude cell phone pictures of themselves and the three male classmates who received those pictures have all been charged with child pornography. The story from WPXI.com.
This is what doesn't make any – none of this makes any sense. But do you have the choice of what you do with a received cell phone picture?
You could choose to delete it, I suppose.
I suppose you could. But does that mean that it was – the receiving then is what they claimed in the article was the problem. So – I mean, if you receive it, you still possessed child porn
at
that
point.
Moment in time.
Yes. I could send Mark some child porn to his phone.
And as an additional prank, I could go to prison and get sodomized.
Police said the girls are 14 or 15, and the boys charged with receiving the photos are 16 or 17. None are being identified because of, their age. It was a self-portrait taking of a juvenile female taking pictures of her body nude, said the captain of the police department, Captain Saranko. Police said school officials learned of the photos in October. That's when a student was seen using a cell phone during school hours, which violates school rules. The phone was seized, and the photos were found on it.
You know, I have to say that I think that young ladies taking naked pictures of themselves is a good thing for multiple reasons.
Okay.
But I think that... that says a lot about a lady's self-esteem, and I think that in those ages, the teen years, a lot of girls don't really feel that great about themselves, and if you feel good enough about yourself to take a naked picture of yourself and send it to someone, good for you!
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that culture is changing. I think that nudity is more accepted now, I think, than any time in the past in this country. And, I mean, certainly this country has Puritan roots, and those Puritan roots are still alive and well, obviously, in many people's minds. But I think that over time these things are changing. Unfortunately, the government tends to be about, 100 years behind the ball as far as actual, catching up with what the culture and society is actually doing, because society and what goes on inside it can change over a very short period of time, but actually changing the government's rule system takes decades in many cases. So I think that's what we're dealing with here is, I mean, they call this sexting a phenomenon among young people. I mean, we read some statistics, I think it was about a month ago on the show, that said something, and I'm recalling here, that it was like one out of six, or no, it was a significant percentage of young teenage girls that have engaged in this, and also young teenage boys have engaged in taking nude pictures of themselves. So we're talking about significant percentages.
I did this on the internet when I was 12 or something like that. I used to get guys to send me naked pictures of themselves. So, I mean, really,
teen boys?
Just, yeah, the medium has changed. That's all. This has been going on. This isn't new, kids taking naked pictures of themselves.
Well, kids used to play doctor and things like that with one another, but
right.
They didn't really
take
pictures.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
You really wouldn't have been able to get away with taking pictures back then because you'd have a film camera. You'd take the film camera to a developer. They'd catch it, and the cops would be called. So it never would have really gotten as big as it is today. Now, you can take a picture and send it out to 50,000 people instantly. If you want to. And that's the reality we're dealing with here. And what is the state doing? They're hurting people. They're destroying lives.
They just don't know where to start and stop on this. And the fact is, this is an issue for the school to be taking care of, or the parents, or something like that. This is not an issue for the state. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Make any sense.
Putting these young people in jail cells, giving them criminal records, and now you can say, well, they'll be wiped out when they grow up. But that's not necessarily true with the sex laws.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily true at all. The fact is that juvenile records can be dug up and people do get put on these sex watch lists.
Right, the sex list seem to be really extreme as far as the level of punishment is concerned. Once you get on that list, you don't get off. Once they put you on the sex offender list, you're on it for life. And I doubt they're going to make an exception for people that are under the age of 18. But here's what the police captain had to say about it: taking nude pictures of yourself. Nothing good can come out of it. Well, Julia just gave us an example of what she considers a very good thing.
And I'm sure this guy just feels terrible as he's reviewing the evidence.
Yeah, he's allowed
this
to look.
This is awful. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know that I'm prepared to say that nothing good can come out of taking naked pictures of yourself. Plenty of people, plenty of women, largely, I would assume, have made a great deal of money by taking nude pictures of themselves. Making money is a
How
good
about
thing.
Meeting people. I mean, people meet each other on the internet. I met Ian through Free Talk Live, but I emailed him. I didn't send naked pictures, but, what if I sent a naked picture of myself and said, here I am.
You would have been 20 at the time, so apparently that would have been okay.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying...
I find that women make themselves more interesting to me when they send give me naked pictures. I find that.
The statement, it has no value whatsoever, is stupid.
Yeah.
And I've sold naked pictures for money also, so there's value as well.
The guy's obviously a Puritan, and you're not going to convince him of anything because,
scrolling through the photos over and over and over again, reviewing the evidence.
Right. Well, that's what I find one of the most interesting points about all this is the police get to possess all the child pornography they want to. Well, we had a caller tell us once that there's this federal repository of essentially child porn evidence out there, that whenever they do a child porn investigation, they have to hold on to the evidence. So the cops, they don't delete this stuff. They keep it. They have the biggest repository of child porn you can possibly imagine. And, of course, I'd like to also point out that the whole idea that a 15-year-old girl taking a picture of herself is child pornography is pretty ludicrous to me.
This also brings back the point we talked about last time I was on the show, and that's that, essentially children become adults at puberty, but our society, American culture, has sort of extended the age. There's this in-between adult and childhood. So your brain and your body tells you you're an adult, and everyone else says, no, don't do this.
Yeah, it's really a weird form of torture because you live in this world, you have adult sexual feelings, you have sexual desires and all that stuff, but our society has it so that essentially you cannot act on those things because you are a child, and that is, it's despicable, it's awful. So the kids are you know, tortured by not being, by, you know, being sort of this silly religion that they have. Oh, we're not going to heaven if you touch the other kitties, you know, and all this silly, silly stuff. But somehow when you get to 25 or whatever, it's, you know, nobody cares.
Toll free here, 800-259-9231. Maybe you've been involved in a similar situation, being a teenager, involving yourself in sexting, and you can tell us your story.
Well, when
did you take those pictures, Julia?
Which ones?
The ones you sold.
Well,
you weren't selling child pornography, were you?
I actually, when I was like 15 or something like that, my friend and I got offered some money to do, basically, at the time, I didn't think of it like that at all. Now I realize it would probably be considered child porn. And, I mean, I was just a kid. I wanted some money. It was easy. I was dumb.
So would you say that you were taken advantage of and there was a crime committed?
No, I got money.
So you would say that
I felt like it was worth the trade at the time.
You knew what you were doing, at least to the point where you could have said no. It was not something that
I could have said no.
Was not coerced or anything like
but
that.
But I wasn't even thinking this is against the law. I had no idea. I didn't really think. I knew my parents wouldn't approve if they saw it, but to think that I could have gotten in a lot of trouble for that, just, it would have blown me away. I would have had no idea.
What's the statute of limitations on child porn?
I don't know, but it's probably not up.
Well, what I'm concerned with, I mean, not just for Julia, but I mean, I mentioned the other, I think it was about a month ago when we were talking about this before, I mentioned that when I was in high school, some guy had videotaped his next door neighbor, and I believe she was a teenage girl. He had videotaped her in the shower and had brought his video camera to school and was playing it for the guys in his classes. And I'm thinking, wow, well, that's clearly, I mean, if we're going by the government people's definition of child pornography, which is apparently anybody under the age of 18 being photographed consensually, then that's child porn. And, I mean, I've seen it. I saw it over a decade ago. Can they bring me up on charges for that?
And, I mean, child porn, if they're calling it child porn and you're the same age, essentially you're a child, is it illegal to look at porn in your own age category? I mean,
it is,
I don't understand
yes.
how states like New Hampshire that have a, you know, it's the age of consent is 16, but if you take a picture, if you're 16 and she's
right.
16 and you take a picture of it, it's child porn.
Yeah, you can have intercourse,
sex,
right.
But you can't take a picture of it.
It's
what?
Crazy. 800-259-9231. There's more on this story. We'll come back with it here in Hour 3. Your calls as well about what you want. What does one of the moms of the boys have to say about this? Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.